So we've all had that feeling, right? You see the delivered notification on your tracking app.
Yeah, delivered to the airport.
Exactly. You know your critical part landed, say, at Louis Armstrong International in New Orleans or maybe Lafayette Regional. It's on the ground, but then it just
Just sits
sits.
there,
Yeah.
completely idle on a cargo dock for hours, waiting for a standard pickup. It's infuriating.
In that moment, that's where the speed of air travel just slams into the wall of ground
It's
logistics.
the last mile problem, and when time is money, that idle time is, it's just pure chaos.
It really is. The whole point of paying for speed is lost in that final step.
Which is why we're doing this deep dive. We're focusing on the professionals who exist just to solve that one problem, the dedicated airport couriers in Louisiana.
So our mission today is to really unpack this hyper-specific world. We're not talking about your standard overnight box. We're getting into the urgency, the strict federal rules, and the kind of intense local knowledge you need to make next day air look slow.
Right, because we're talking about next flight out,
Okay.
NFO, and that's not just a label you stick on a package. It's a full-on time commitment. It's about creating zero idle time between that tarmac and the person who needs the part, especially when seconds, literally seconds, translate into huge financial losses.
Okay, so let's dig right into that. Section one, when next day air just isn't fast enough. What are these scenarios where this level of speed is the only option?
The main driver is almost always a situation with just astronomical costs breathing down your neck. The biggest one, the primary example from our sources, is aircraft on ground support, AOG.
Aircraft on ground.
Yeah. If a commercial jet or even a private one is stuck on the tarmac because of a missing part, a tiny sensor, an engine component, anything, that financial meter is running relentlessly.
And when you say the meter is running, what are we talking about here? This can't be a minor inconvenience.
Oh, it's far, far more than minor. For a major airline, you have to think about it. Every minute that plane sits there, it's lost ticket revenue, it's missed connections for hundreds of people, it's rescheduling crews, paying for hotels.
All cascading.
It's a cascade. We're talking anywhere from $10,000 to maybe $20,000 per hour
Per hour.
in hard costs, just sitting there waiting for one part. That right there, that's the definition of logistical urgency.
Okay, that puts it all into perspective. That $20,000 an hour figure explains a testimonial we saw. A critical part lands at MSY on Delta Cargo, and a courier gets it from the counter to the hangar in. What was it?
45 minutes.
45 minutes from the flight landing? That's incredible. And that one action saved the airline what? Potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars?
And that's only possible because NFO isn't just a promise, it's a dedicated four-step process. It's like a logistics ballet where every handoff is immediate.
Okay, so walk us through that. What are those four steps that make that kind of speed possible?
Right, so it starts with the client's call. Step one, the pickup. A courier is sent out immediately to the client's office or warehouse.
So no waiting for a scheduled route.
None. Zero. Then, step two is the tender. They drive straight to the airport and personally hand that package to the specific airline cargo desk, Delta Dash, Southwest Cargo, whatever it is, to get it on the very next flight out.
So the first two steps are all about immediate reaction time on the front end, but what about the destination? That's usually where things fall apart.
And that's where the real magic is.
Yeah.
Step three, the retrieval. While that plane is in the air, a second dedicated courier is already at the destination airport, waiting.
Already there.
They're not in a queue. They grab that package the second it's available at the counter. And then step four, the delivery. They drive it straight to the final recipient. No other stops, no detours.
You know, it seems so efficient. Why don't the big guys like a FedEx or UPS just offer this? Is it a capacity thing or something else?
It's really a structural thing. I mean, their entire model is built on massive scale hubs and standardized routes. This NFO service works precisely because it bypasses all of that. It's a local, dedicated network that's just nimbler.
Sacrificing scale for pure specialized speed.
Exactly. And the founder of one of these services pointed out that this whole thing, this whole race, is dictated by a single financial constraint, a clock.
What clock is that?
Once that package is ready for pickup at the cargo counter, you have about a 60-minute window.
Just 1 hour.
1 hour before the airline starts hitting you with expensive storage fees, and they escalate quickly. So these couriers are literally racing that 60-minute clock to save their client money before they even get the part.
Wow. 60 minutes to sign for it, load it, and get out. That
Yeah.
takes more than just speed. That requires, like, an encyclopedic knowledge of the state's entire logistics network.
It does. And that brings us to the next critical point, really. You can't run a service like this in Louisiana without understanding that each airport is a hub for a completely different industry.
Okay, let's map that out then for section two. Connect the dots for us. Where does this network really start?
It all starts at their home base, Lafayette Regional Airport, LFT. And LFT isn't just some regional airport. In this world, it is the absolute heartbeat of the oil and gas industry for the entire Gulf South.
So what's moving through Lafayette that needs to be there, you know, an hour ago?
We're talking about incredibly specialized, high-cost equipment, specifically things called downhole tools.
Downhole tools? For anyone who hasn't heard that term, what exactly is that?
It's any piece of complex, often proprietary equipment that they use deep inside an oil or gas well. Like sensitive electronics, drilling components, things like that.
And I'm guessing they don't keep a lot of spares just sitting in a warehouse somewhere?
Precisely. They're often custom. So when one is needed or one breaks, the entire multi-million dollar drilling operation stops. Dead.
So the job from LFT is what?
It's ultra local. You retrieve that tool and you either drive it directly to a nearby helicopter heliport to be flown offshore immediately, or you take it straight to a specific Broussard service yard where the technicians are literally standing there waiting for it.
That is the definition of last mile specialization. Okay, so from Lafayette, let's head east to the state's biggest hub, New Orleans, MSY. How does the job change there?
At MSY, it's all about volume. It's the busiest, so it handles the bulk of international and heavy domestic cargo. The challenge there isn't so much the final destination, it's navigating the airport itself.
Right, that 60-minute clock. I can imagine people burning half of that just looking for the right building.
You would. You absolutely have to know the layout of the air cargo center by heart. A courier needs to know exactly where the Delta Dash facility is versus the Southwest cargo door versus United Cargo. Wasting 15 minutes looking for the right entrance means you've already lost the race.
Okay, so now let's go inland a bit to Baton Rouge Metropolitan, BTR. That seems like a critical spot on the Mississippi River.
BTR is vital. It primarily serves the massive industrial and petrochemical complexes that line the river corridor. This is where the whole thing becomes a true ground game.
And what does that ground game actually look like?
It's about getting an incoming part, maybe a custom valve or a critical pump component, from the BTR cargo docks directly to a refinery in, say, Geismar or a plant in Plaquemine.
Same stakes as AOG, I imagine.
Very similar. If a chemical plant has an unplanned shutdown because of one missing part, the costs are just staggering. BTR is the key to keeping them online.
And to round out the state, we go north to Shreveport Regional, SHV.
Yep, SHV is the gateway to North Louisiana, but also into East Texas and Arkansas. The focus there shifts a bit to supporting the Haynesville Shale region, so natural gas, and the industrial centers over in Bossier City.
So really, the network covers O&G and petrochemicals from the coast all the way up to the gas fields.
That's the idea.
It's an incredible level of coverage. But all of this happens inside secured airport zones, which brings us to Section 3. How do they handle the security and regulations to make this work?
Well, speed is useless if you can't even get through the gate. These couriers aren't just drivers. They are professionals who have to know and comply with very strict TSA regulations.
So what's the specific knowledge that a regular courier service just wouldn't have?
It's all about the regulatory details. They have to understand the difference between standard air freight and a specialized counter-to-counter shipment, which is how NFO often works.
Okay.
And crucially, they have to comply with the known shipper rule before they can even tender commercial cargo. Which basically means the courier service has to be vetted and have a trusted relationship with both the client and the airlines. You can't just walk in off the street.
So in a way, the complex rules actually create this niche. It makes the barrier to entry too high for a generalist.
Absolutely. The bureaucracy is the moat. And on the ground level, every driver has to carry the right government-issued ID at all times to get into these secure cargo areas. Without that access, that 60-minute clock runs out before you even start.
So once they get access and they pick up, say, a $50,000 downhole tool or a box of critical legal evidence, how do they manage the trust factor, the accountability?
That is all governed by a very strict chain of custody. For something that valuable, the client needs instant, verifiable proof.
And how do they provide that?
The service provides a digital timestamp, the absolute second the courier signs for that package at the cargo counter. That exact moment is logged. All that uncertainty is replaced with an immediate traceable record that says, we have it.
That digital receipt is everything. It's the proof that they beat the clock and the chain of trust is secure.
It is.
You know, let's pivot for a moment for section four, because the sources show this skill set, this need for speed, security, chain of custody, it's transferable. It applies directly to legal and medical support, too.
That's absolutely right. The same meticulous process you'd use for an AOG part from MSY is used for other sensitive items. Mm-hmm. The full range of services includes medical courier, legal courier, hotshot delivery, and so on.
The legal side is interesting.
Yeah, the documents show the company also operates as Lafayette Process servers, and they apply those same secure protocols for things like a legal process involving a court proceeding.
Yeah.
That means the speed and accountability of NFO translates directly to the time-sensitive world of court filings and evidence.
And it is critical for anyone listening to understand the boundary here. If you're dealing with a service moving legal documents, their job is the transport, not the advice.
Precisely. They're logistics experts. The source material is very clear that the company is not affiliated with any law firms or government agencies and does not provide any legal advice. This is all for informational purposes.
And the key takeaway is simple. Logistics pros move the documents. If you need legal help, you have to contact an attorney or your local bar association. Their lane is secure, high-speed transport. That's it.
Right. And to sort of bring it all together, this specialized NFO courier system in Louisiana isn't a luxury. It's a critical high-speed layer that's entirely driven by these high-cost industry deadlines, whether it's keeping a plane flying, a refinery running, or a legal filing on time.
It's a whole ecosystem.
It is. And it only exists because you have this perfect storm of rigid TSA protocols, the financial pressure of that 60-minute clock, and this incredibly deep hyper-local knowledge of Louisiana's industrial geography.
So when you boil it all down, we've seen this whole specialized system that's built just to shave off minutes. It's dedicated to killing that expensive idle time. They have to know exactly where the Delta Dash counter is and which Certus yard in Broussard needs that specific tool right now.
That's the job.
So here's a final thought to chew on. If this kind of intense need for specialized speed is bred by geographic and industrial specificity, how many other of these hyper-specialized logistical niches exist out there, just below the surface, all across the country, dedicated solely to preventing these costly moments of stagnation where local knowledge is actually more valuable than a whole national fleet of trucks? It makes you wonder how much of our economy really runs on these unseen, hyper-fast ground games.